الشارع جت كل هزايم منكم سلبنا الغنايم.
In a world of violence and disaffected young men and women growing up in lands with no assured future, the idea of running away to join the jihad has become more plausible and even a dream come true to some. The Syrian rebel group al-Nusra has similar goals as ISIS or Daesh, although they are focused on toppling Syria's besieged President Bashar al-Assad. Nevertheless, al-Nusra, like other groups in Syria, is benefiting from the influx of young people anxious to get training to go and fight or travel the world and kill. Vice News filmmaker Medyan Darya had exclusive access to youth camps where Nusra field commanders train boys to be the next generation of jihadists.
My father reminds me of Osama bin Laden, who terrorized and fought the Americans. And one day my father will be like him, and I want to be like Osama's son.
That's Abu Ashak, a young boy training to be part of the next generation of al-Qaeda, speaking to Vice News. Kevin Sutcliffe is head of news programming EU for Vice News. He's the executive producer of the Vice documentary Inside the Battle, Al-Nusra Al-Qaeda in Syria, a portrait of the sophisticated jihadist cradle for training children who want to become killers.
I think one of the most extraordinary things about the film and the most chilling thing is that we spend a lot of time with some very, very young boys, some I would say 7 or 8 or 9, as they're going through academies and being trained and being indoctrinated into the propaganda of al-Qaeda. Al-Nusra saying it quite openly, we are preparing the next generation, and that is the most chilling thing in this film. The takeaway from the film is I think, very bleak and very chilling. The film itself, we've had some access before to al-Nusra in this area. By having a track record of reporting in the region, we're able to reach out and to try and get some access. It's not an easy process, and it's a process which we have to balance carefully of getting the access over getting the ability to report what we find. So in this case, it took quite a lot of planning, and there was a way in which we could spend an amount of time in this area with al-Nusra. Obviously, we are their guests. They are armed and dangerous people. And so the film, I think, reflects fairly what we found whilst working under those conditions.
Do these young men and boys have a sense of their future? Will they grow old and have children and families in this group? Or are they all going to fight? Or do they yearn, like the suicide bombers, for some sort of martyrdom?
Well, I mean, the boys we all we filmed with were all dressed in camouflage and fatigues and seemed to range from, I mean, to be honest, just above the toddler, the 5 or 6 year old, to the teenager. And they all seemed to be full of the certainties of the teachings that they'd been having going through what the al-Nusra teacher called an academy. And so they were full of the certainties of going to war, of jihad, of what they were going to do. There was death to America, it's kill the Jews. It was that. It was a very, very bleak, very single-minded repeating of messages. And, you know, you could see that from the scenes in the film. Each of the scenes really seemed to be where you were seeing them be designed to think very simple, narrow thoughts. I don't know, but we can't see from the film that any of them had a horizon beyond the war that is encompassing them and one that they're being prepared for.
Are they interested in, you know, bombing the White House, or do they have a particular message for U.S. forces fighting in the region?
Well, I think the message is the message of al-Qaeda over the years. And, you know, we're all familiar with the death to America, and, you know, the flags will be raised over the White House. And that rhetoric is a sustaining rhetoric of those sorts of groups. In reality, they are controlling a portion of a chaotic state that's been in civil war now for a number of years, and that in itself sends a message out to other groups like them and their affiliates in other places. It's worth thinking about what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in Yemen, and in other places where they do have influence. So in that sense, their successes in Syria do send a message out to those who are like-minded. I mean, whether they've got the wherewithal to mount any concerted attack outside Syria obviously remains to be seen. We've seen in the past that there have been spectacular events, but as a sort of army, it's a low-tech army with rockets and machine guns and tanks. It's not an air force. It's It's a very low-tech and committed army that can take ground and defend ground. But it's more, I think, the message is the one that comes out to the like-minded around the world, which is, look, we are here, we've established ourselves, we are strong, and look what we are doing. And then on top of that, you get the anti-American, anti-Jewish rhetoric.
You can see Vice's documentary Inside the Battle on Nusra al-Qaeda in Syria at thetakeaway.org. Kevin Sutcliffe is head of news programming EU for Vice News, and he's the executive producer of the Vice documentary Inside the Battle, al-Nusra al-Qaeda in Syria. Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.